So hello, hello everybody. This is Pam with the Equine Assisted Coaching Association, and this morning I have Amy Olson on the phone with me, and she is...
Good morning!
Good morning, Amy. Yeah. And she's a certified equine assisted coach, and she has her own business, her own private practice, which is called Rising Star Stables, Starlight Equine Assisted Coaching, and that's located in Reedsville, Wisconsin. So, yeah, welcome, Amy. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Thank you for asking me.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Amy, just I've got about four questions here, but we're just going to go with the flow here and see where things go. And I haven't spoken with Amy in a while, but how this also came about was, you know, Amy became certified back in 2015, and I've watched her evolve and grow here and there, you know, over the past couple of years. And so then more recently, this past April, I ran into her at the Midwest Horse Fair, which is located in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's held every year. And then I was walking outside, and I was walking among the vendors, and then I saw Amy at the distance, but I didn't really recognize her. So she and I, you know, I was walking right toward her, and then she's like walking toward me, and I'm like, is this Amy? And she's like, yeah, this is Amy, and it was her, and it's like she made a transformation. It's like, holy smokes, you know. So, you know, you exuded such positive energy and such beauty inside and out, and yeah, your face too was just exuding.
Oh, bless your heart, thank you.
Yeah, just really positive energy. I'm like, holy cow, what is going on? So I want to pick your brain a little bit, or not your brain,
okay,
but you know just like, what have you been doing? And so if I can just start with, let's just kind of preempt the conversation here a little bit with, like, you know, what were you doing before you enrolled in the Becoming Equine Assisted Coach training program? You know, how was your life then, and then what were you doing?
Before I enrolled, I have been in the horse business my whole life, a show ring priss, showed all over the country, gave tons of lessons, did camps, did trail rides. And it just, I needed a change. I was burnt out in everything I did. And I'd thought about this before, and it just wasn't the right time. And then all of a sudden, we met, and I really liked the idea, and I really liked the idea of working with vets with the horses. And so I signed up, and after I signed up, I was in that horrific car accident. And so through the program of me learning the program, I had a traumatic brain injury, it healed me. And Pam saw two different, like, huge breakthroughs that I did that were problems in my life. One, that I wanted everybody to always accept me and love me and pick me, and that was a huge issue. And so we went through that, and you know, I went into the program thinking I knew everything about horses and what was this going to teach me, you know, thinking because I'd always been at the top of my game. And all of a sudden, whoa, I learned lots of other things that helped me with the business. And, you know, just about psychology, and I love the psychology of people. I love helping people. And Pam just gave me all the tools to be able to get out there and make a successful business. So I truly loved your program. It helped me personally, and I think that's the biggest thing, is because it helped me personally, I knew it could help other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, and then so what would you say, what was the inspiration for you to enroll in the program? What was the impetus?
I think just that I was stuck in a horrible relationship, and I needed a positive, I've always been positive my whole life, but that relationship did not want me to be positive. So very narcissistic. So this gave me a new light and a new purpose. I guess that's the biggest thing. It gave me a purpose again. And a purpose, like I said, I love to help people. And this was my way to enjoy my horses again. And after the accident, I couldn't ride. So what do I do with all these horses I have? Well, this was a perfect end, and I could actually enjoy my horses, something I had not done for years because I was always busy with lessons or camps or trail rides. And it just brought me to be in the present moment again. And I have never been in the present moment. I'm always thinking ahead. And so actually got me to enjoy life again.
Wow.
Yeah, you've been making a huge change in my life. And so I owe you tons.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you said you weren't able to ride your horses. How many horses do you have?
I'm down to 7 now. I just had to put 2 of my old ones down. 7, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I remember you had one horse that was blind. Do you still have that one?
Yeah, I had to put him down about just before Memorial Day. My old show horse was 29, and he couldn't chew anymore. And then my blind one was his best friend, and he couldn't breathe. So it was one of those horrible, horrible decisions.
Yeah.
But I had to do it.
Some amazing horses, which to me is a like a reflection of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you had some really, yeah. I mean, it touched my heart when I was there, the horses. So, yeah.
And I am very blessed with my animals. God has given me just amazing animals.
Yeah. And so now, too, you have a brand new place.
I do. A huge indoor arena, 22 stalls, beautiful, beautiful barn.
Indoor arena, wow, in Wisconsin, that's something we like.
Yeah. Now this next year it'll be heated, so we'll do one more step.
Yeah.
And the reason I did get the indoor is because I did leave that very narcissistic relationship. And you seeing the different me was from leaving that relationship and being back to my authentic self. And, you always talked about being authentic. This is me. And so I do actually have another business online called Amy's Rose Colored Glasses, to all the positive thinking, positive energy. And so I get to help people online also and then do retreats where they can come and actually enjoy the animals and the horses along with their whole retreat.
That's beautiful.
So very blessed.
Yeah, because even though, like you said, you were in that narcissistic relationship, I always noticed you had a positive energy. If you had a negative, you really didn't show it. But, when we get into the public, right?
You have to put on that face.
Right. So, but what do you think, like a lot of times people get stuck in that transition. A lot of people get stuck in not knowing what the outcome is going to be. And
that's okay. You don't have to know that outcome. Whatever you want your goal to be, you look at that, and however the transition goes does not matter. It's what you want it to look like. I live in the horse barn. I live in a trailer house in the horse barn. So you have to make adjustments, but it was way worth it moving out of that narcissistic relationship to be in a beautiful barn. And even though this winter I still have no hot water, and I just got a shower in May and a washer. So, you have to make sometimes you have to go through more bumps and bruises, but you can see that end goal. And you have to be at that spot where you're ready to do that.
Yeah.
And to me, it's way worth it. You know, I get to enjoy my horses. Yeah, there's sometimes it's not fun camping all the time, but it is way worth it.
Yeah.
And then I've gotten rid of the negative energy, and all the positive has really filled me.
Wow. Yeah. And that's what life is all about, right?
That's what life is about. Yep.
Yeah, living your life.
Meeting wonderful people. I'm at a girlfriend's house right now, and I couldn't, in that other relationship, I couldn't go places. I couldn't talk to people. It was had the thumbs on top of me, and now it's like, oh my gosh, to enjoy those people and those relationships. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because again, when I saw you, you know, it's like, is this Amy? Is this the Amy that I knew? Do you other people too? You
know, yeah, everybody. And it's funny because actually one of my clients came and said, oh, I was sort of scared of you. I was intimidated by you. And I'm like, before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? That's never my personality. But I was so intense that I didn't dare enjoy anything because then I'd always get in trouble. So, yeah, I mean, I laugh all the time now, and that's who I am. I mean, everybody knew that Amy Olson laughed. They could hear me in a store. They knew it was going to be me. So, you know, it's good to be back to that person. It's good to look at all the positive things. That's what life's about. And I, one of the biggest things, I changed that person that I draw to me. Before, I always picked that same person, and I've broken that chain.
Oh,
and to
wow.
me, that's one of the hugest things. And that's why, you know, you saw me at Midwest Horse Fair with somebody that's come into my life that is good and that loves me and that I am enough. That's my biggest quote now, that I am enough. I don't need to be, you know, skinny enough and the best at this and the best at that. I am enough who I am. And I'm back to loving myself. And, you know, when you don't do that, you can't love anybody else.
Yeah, I love that. Loving yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay with, you know, being by yourself. Most people can't be by themselves. Well, I was by myself in that barn all winter.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be comfortable. Go ahead.
Yeah. Would you really been by yourself anyway, too, when you were with that other person?
Oh, they left me at home all the time. I was never included in anything, but yet I had to stay at home.
Yeah. Because you can even be with someone, I think, and it's not a, you know, compatible relationship, but you can still feel lonely. You know what I mean by that?
And that's the worst thing, is feeling lonely when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
That's the worst. It's lonely when you're by yourself, but when you're with somebody and you're lonely, that's the worst.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you do then? Like, for instance, you know, because we're human beings, so let's say you are, just happen to have a down day or something, you feel out of sorts, what do you do to pull yourself out of that?
I do lots of positive affirmations. I go and I pull weeds. That's my relaxation. I pick rocks. I mean, anything that I can actually do some physical things that I can look at and see instant results.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, you know, it's okay to have a pity party. You just can't make it a whole week long. You know, you can have a pity party for a few hours, and everybody's entitled to that.
Right.
But then I just sort of say you put your big girl panties on and you cowgirl up and get going.
Because those emotions are there for a reason, too. You know, we got to have all the emotions.
And you have to recognize them and say, okay, does this serve me or does it not? And if it doesn't, then you let go. And getting back to that, the number one thing people need to do is to forgive. You have to, for one, forgive yourself for things, and two, forgive other people. Mm-hmm. It's not for them, it's for you, because that will eat you up alive.
Right.
And it's sort of funny because I have forgiven even some of the worst people. And then all of a sudden, they're back in my life in a whole different light. It's crazy. It's happened like 3 times this week. And I really worked hard at forgiving them, and I did, and all of a sudden they came back in a different light. Not that I'm going to let them back into my life, but it really, that it was that forgiving that put a whole different dimension on things. And then you're okay. It's not
certain boundaries, right, with that?
And see, I never set boundaries before. I always wanted everybody to like me, and so I never set boundaries because I didn't want them to leave. Now I've set boundaries that it's hard for me, but what different results? Because they're not, even if you don't set boundaries, they're still not happy with you. You're not making them happy. You're not making yourself happy.
Right.
So with the boundaries, yeah, it sets people up for success.
What would you say is something that people can learn about horses? Like, what is something that horses give to people, to human beings, to help people on their life path, their life journey? What are some of, you know, lessons or, you know, just things that they can learn about themselves?
Unconditional love. That's the biggest for me. Mm-hmm. Because, especially that's why I was looking for unconditional love. And I had the animals all there, but they so have taught me that, you know, there are people out there that can do it, that can give you unconditional love. And I think I learned, was I really giving unconditional love? I don't know. I think that we think we are, but not always. And that they mirror how you feel, and they can help you through, find different solutions to what you might think is a problem that you go through, and that horse helps you find. All it takes sometimes is one step in a different direction. People think it has to be this whole life-changing thing. It's not. It's one step is where your new journey starts.
Yeah. I so agree. I know. Just
yeah. And I've learned lots of that from you, and I've done, like, huge self-help to be able to be where I'm at. But I felt like I was worth it to do it. Before, I was always told that, you know, oh, that's stupid, you're dumb, you can't do this, and that. And it's like I needed that self-help to help me be able to help people at a different level.
Mhm. Yeah, so it was the old limitations, right? The old stories,
yes.
The old beliefs, and
yep.
You know, and you were programmed and conditioned, and you learned, like you said. You learned within yourself that.
Well, and you better do it or you're going to be in trouble. And I don't like being in trouble, so then you try to do everything to not get in trouble, and you still were in trouble. So it was all those limiting beliefs that held you in a bondage.
Yeah, in a bondage. Yeah, that's really, a lot of people live in that bondage piece, you know.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But they're only going to get helped when they're ready to get help. Mm-hmm. I have different clients that, you know, they because it's safe. Nobody wants to get out of that safe zone. They want to keep in that little box, and stepping outside that box is very scary because you don't know. What's going to happen? What's going to do? And with a person in an abusive relationship, whether physical, mental, or emotional, they know what the results are. They know what's going to happen. And that's why we keep going back to those situations, because we know what's going to happen. Stepping outside that box, you don't know. And, yeah, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, when you get away from that, and then all of a sudden that person comes back into you, that toxic person comes back, oh, my gosh, you so realize how that is not what you want in life.
Yeah. So did you even find, like, before your transformation, are you finding that your relationship now with your horses has even changed?
I think I've always interacted with them. I think they just don't feel that stress anymore. And I've always had a very quiet group. But I feel like I can understand them even more because of what I went through. And, you know, it's always pleasant experiences compared to, you know, and sometimes there you'd get grumpy, and I'm not a grumpy person, but you would. And they could feel that, but I just feel like I don't have any of those grumpy times anymore.
Yeah, because like you said, just, they mirror us. They're always reflecting
yes.
back to us, you know, what's going on in our lives. And so I think, you know, they bring us into that awareness. And, yeah, and they want us to be our true selves, you know.
Absolutely. And even my little, my mini that was saved from slaughter, he was always real apprehensive and stuff around. And now he'll come up and just want to be pet. And so that's a pretty cool thing. And he's worked out very nicely in the sessions because he is so sensitive. And I guess that's where I'm blessed. I have so many sensitive horses that really lock into how people feel.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Amy. This has been, yeah, great. Just connecting with you and, yeah, seeing where things are at. And it sounds like you're doing wonderful. And
absolutely, a whole different life. And, again, I thank you for all of this, for giving me the information and the tools to be able to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say, like, one of my things that I've noticed, too, over the years, I learn from you as much as you learn from me, because I think we're all in this together, you know,
right.
We're supporting each other, and so you have your unique gifts, you know, and you're letting that shine now, and I love your title, too, Rising Star Stables, you know, Starlight, you know, and the Rising Star, I mean, to me, that's, you know, we need to allow our stars to shine within, you know, who we really are. So, yeah, I commend you for that. So,
and I think that's why I picked that a long time ago. That's sort of what the whole meaning I had from that. That, you know, and everybody can be a star if they want to.
Right.
And everybody should be their own star.
Right. I agree. Yeah. So how can people connect with you?
We are on Facebook at Rising Star Stables Starlight Equine Assisted Coaching. My web is not up right now. I'm getting a new one built. So probably on the Facebook would be the best thing, or you could do on my actual, my page, Amy Olson, or Amy's Rose Colored Glasses.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy, and you've been an inspiration, you know, to a lot of people. You're an inspiration to me because it just goes to show, you know, like you said, when you're ready, if you really put your energy and, you know, intention out there, look what can happen, you know, what can come about. So, yeah. So thank you very much.
And I think that's a bit, people need to know, what do they want? A lot of people don't even know what they want.
Yeah.
They just want something different. But they have to know before they can change.
Yeah, and that's a good place to start, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, they want something different. We'll start with that. Yeah.
Yep, so we go through all those processes, both with the horses and online.
Mm-hmm. Good. Great plan. Yeah. So thanks again, and I'm sure we'll run into each other again somewhere here or there. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to come down and visit. I'm making that a point to go and see the people that mean the most to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, awesome.
And thank you for being one of them.
Talk later. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Pam. Bye-bye.